everybody. This is Mickey Cofino, and I own Queen City Metal Recycling, and welcome to my podcast, Entrepreneurs Moving Mountains. I always like to take this opportunity to share with people new ideas, better ways to operate your business model as an entrepreneur. Yesterday's podcast, we shared a lot about how to have lanes and people understanding their job responsibilities as an entrepreneur. And today, what I wanted to do was follow up with this because a lot of people reached out to me with that podcast and said, you know, Mickey, you know, my company has a different type of field. I'm in real estate. Then I had another lady reach out to me and said, well, I'm in the communications business. I think any time you own a business, whatever field it is, you've got to have a clear articulation with your employees of what their expectations are with you and what yours are with them. I always take a lot of my customers and I say to them, do you have a box where a comment card where people who maybe don't have the feeling of comfort to come to you and share about things that they think would improve your business model or expand? Or do you have a chain of command that can articulate with your team to be able to get that message across? And they said, well, no, I really don't. And as they grew their company, the communication lines got muddled and they didn't have a clear path for success. So I recommend as your company grows, whether you're starting with 1 to 5 to 10 and onward, have a better structure of communication for that lane for your employees. A lot of times as you've grown and it gets rapidly growthed in your business, if you need to, bring in a consultant, bring in a coach to help streamline that business more efficiently, whether you're introducing new technology or you're bringing in new management and you're diversifying the roles within the company that you currently have. It gives for a much better flow and it opens up the lines of communications. And a lot of times an outside source really can give a stronger implementation because they can ask more pointed questions without any response of negativity with the answer because they're a neutral party coming into your business model. They're there to have two objectives. One, the goals that you've set forth for the purpose of them coming in to take your business, whether it's new technology, new management, or just to implement new value systems in the business. And two, it gives your employees the opportunity to be able to, in a safe space, articulate the things that they're frustrated with, to be able to articulate it to you as it not being about a personal relationship with you or a personal business with you. It's about how they see themselves in your business. And that gives you the opportunity to decide if that's where you want to be with your employees as you've grown, or if it's time to reevaluate the employees you have. It'll give you a much better implementation and a much broader growth as your business gets up the ladder. A lot of people forget that piece and they grow, and then a lot of the pieces get left behind. You'll get a much more effective team with you from the beginning to the end. Next week, as we continue forward with this podcast, I'm going to be bringing other entrepreneurs in and they'll share some of their ideas and thoughts and how their implementations of business have helped them to be $1 million business owners. My company last year, we did over $10 million, and each year I strive to make a little bit more. And I diversify my business model with lots of other companies, and I currently have 5. And the reason I have multiple flows of business is so I've got multiple flows of money. And that's why I'm going to bring in a lot of other entrepreneurs through our podcast to be able to help share with you frustrations and answer questions that I get a lot from people. Anytime you want to come and you want to be a part of my company and be a part of my podcast, reach right out to me. Send me an email. I'd love to be able to speak with anybody. It's Mickey@QCRecycling.com, or you can reach out through my Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. If you don't know who I am, take a look. I own Queen City Metal Recycling, and I own MC3 Salon, and I have a prison reform nonprofit a consulting company, and we really love to hear back from people. I can't wait to speak with everybody. Again, it's Mickey at QCRecycling.com. This is Mickey Cofino. I hope you're enjoying our podcast. And if you get a chance, share it with your friends. Share it with your neighbors. You never know who this might help, improve, bring some service, be significant. I promise success will follow. Thanks for listening. And hey, make it a great day and make it the best day. Hey, this is Mickey with Queen City Metal Recycling and entrepreneurs who can move mountains. Today's podcast, we're going to discuss the benefits of having multiple businesses and flows to support your business. Today, I was really amazed to do a coaching session with a business that brought me in to assess their platforms. And when we sat down together, I asked the owner of the company how they sustained if they were out ill, or how they were able to pay their business platform models in financial crisis. And the owner looked at me like a deer in headlights. Basically, the only revenue stream they had was herself. And as all of us know as entrepreneurs, it's great to own our own businesses, but you've got to have multiple flows in your business. If you become ill, if you have to take time off work, if you have a sickness with family, or most of all, you just need a vacation. So I highly stress all my entrepreneurs to have other revenue streams inside their platform. On a lot of our coaching sessions, when we go in and assess businesses, we look at how they can bring in other employees to help build the platform within their business, what type of employees to look for, and how to do their hiring practices more efficiently. Look at the person that you're bringing in as not just an educational component, but what is it that fits your mission statement and your brand? And that was one of the biggest eye awakenings with this coaching today. The owner said, well, I'm not really sure what you mean by a mission statement. I mean, I just love having my own company. And I said, well, do you know what you stand for? What does it mean for you? What does your company represent and how you put yourself in front of customers? Oh, I didn't realize that's what a mission statement. I said, well, what is your brand? I said, my brand is excellence. Service with significance can always bring success. She said, well, I didn't realize I needed a brand. I said, well, you, of course you do. I said, when you go and sell your services, you have to be able to sell a specific need to the customer of what you represent. So I really highly encourage all of my entrepreneurs, when you start your company, have multiple flows to support your company, have a mission statement, and most of all, have a brand. It will help you have some very strong qualities with your customers, not to mention in your hiring practices. It'll encourage the people wanting to come to work with your company, and it'll show the commitment that you're giving to your employees. It'll really take you to the whole next level in your practice, and that's really the key. Next week, when I have some of my entrepreneurs we're going to be interviewing, I'm super excited. You're really going to get to hear some really passionate young entrepreneurs, women in business, and men who have multi-million dollar companies share how they started their companies, the way they launched their platforms, and how they grew themselves from one to hundreds of employees. I think you'll really enjoy it, and it'll also give you some inspiration and growth to look forward to in your business. Because at the end of the day, people always remember how you treat them. I hope you share our podcast and send the message out with every entrepreneur. Be an inspiration. Be of some service. And most of all, give significance to other people. Success will follow. We really look forward to keep on this podcast, sharing little quippets and ideas and thoughts to change to the next level. Be a part of the mission. Spread our podcast to everybody. Be of some service. Thanks so much for listening. This is Mickey Cofino with Queen City Metal Recycling. where entrepreneurs can move mountains. Hey, this is Mickey with Queen City Metal Recycling and entrepreneurs who can move mountains. Today's podcast, we're going to discuss the benefits of having multiple businesses and flows to support your business. Today, I was really amazed to do a coaching session with a business that brought me in to assess their platforms. And when we sat down together, I asked the owner of the company how they sustained if they were out ill or how they were able to pay their business platform models in financial crisis. And the owner looked at me like a deer in headlights. Basically, the only revenue stream they had was herself. And as all of us know as entrepreneurs, it's great to own our own businesses, but you've got to have multiple flows in your business. If you become ill, if you have to take time off work, if you have a sickness with family, or most of all, you just need a vacation. So I highly stress all my entrepreneurs to have other revenue streams inside their platform. On a lot of our coaching sessions, when we go in and assess businesses, we look at how they can bring in other employees to help build the platform within their business, what type of employees to look for, and how to do their hiring practices more efficiently. Look at the person that you're bringing in as not just an educational component, but what is it that fits your mission statement and your brand? And that was one of the biggest eye awakenings with this coaching today. The owner said, well, I'm not really sure what you mean by a mission statement. I mean, I just love having my own company. And I said, well, do you know what you stand for? What does it mean for you? What does your company represent and how you put yourself in front of customers? Oh, I didn't realize that's what a mission statement. I said, well, what is your brand? I said, my brand is excellence. Service with significance can always bring success. She said, well, I didn't realize I needed a brand. I said, well, you, of course you do. I said, when you go and sell your services, you have to be able to sell a specific need to the customer of what you represent. So I really highly encourage all of my entrepreneurs, when you start your company, have multiple flows to support your company, have a mission statement, and most of all, have a brand. It will help you have some very strong qualities with your customers, not to mention in your hiring practices. It'll encourage the people wanting to come to work with your company, and it'll show the commitment that you're giving to your employees. It'll really take you to the whole next level in your practice, and that's really the key. Next week, when I have some of my entrepreneurs, we're going to be interviewing. I'm super excited. You're really going to get to hear some really passionate young entrepreneurs, women in business, and men who have multi-million dollar companies share how they started their companies, the way they launched their platforms, and how they grew themselves from one to hundreds of employees. I think you'll really enjoy it, and it'll also give you some inspiration and growth to look forward to in your business. Because at the end of the day, people always remember how you treat them. I hope you share our podcast and send the message out with every entrepreneur. Be an inspiration. Be of some service. And most of all, give significance to other people. Success will follow. We really look forward to keep on this podcast, sharing little quippets and ideas and thoughts to change to the next level. Be a part of the mission. Spread our podcast to everybody. Be of some service. Thanks so much for listening. This is Mickey Cofino with Queen City Metal Recycling, where entrepreneurs can move mountains.